Next guests are John Kern from Capital Transit and Ben Lyman, Senior Planner with the Community Development Department, here to talk about changes in public transit here in Juneau. Thank you for coming down to the station today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank
you. Oh, I'm sorry, Ben, let me add your microphone to the mix here. Now you're on the air.
Oh, thank you very much.
So first, John, if you could describe the bus system, how many buses in general do we have? How many routes and overview of the system?
Okay, well, in general, we have 18 buses and a total of 44 employees working for Capital Transit. We're running three routes, the Mendenhall Valley, the Douglas, and the Express route, which is a quicker connection between the downtown and the valley. And they're running 7 days a week with 30-minute service, which is pretty great for a small community of our size. Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. until 11:30 p.m., and then Sunday from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m.
So, how are the schedules established in the first place?
Well, Juneau is a small community, and it's laid out in a linear fashion, so there's only so many routes we can run, and that's actually one of the advantages of the system. Because it's linear with few roads, with just two routes, Douglas and the Mendenhall Valley, we get to within a quarter mile of most of the population, including the destinations, origin and destinations of our ridership. So the goal in laying out the routes is to keep the bus stop and at your origin and your destination within a quarter mile walking distance of where you catch the bus.
How many riders on an average day or week?
We do in the summertime as many as 4,500 passengers in a day. And that's pretty consistent throughout the year. Our ridership is high throughout the year. In fact, we are one of the most productive small systems in the nation. Total passenger ridership for the year is about 1.25 million passenger trips. The hourly ridership per revenue hour, that's the ridership per hour of each bus that's out there, it runs between 30 and 45, so it's really high, really productive system.
Have you figured out what the average age of the rider is?
No, I don't know that I have that information, except I can tell you it ranges from probably several days old to the oldest in our community. And it's also the case that Capital Transit is the agency responsible for the caravan service in town. So in addition to the 18 buses, we have 11 paratransit vans operating in the community as part of the caravan service. And they provide about 2,500 passenger trips per month to people who are unable to use the bus system because of their disabilities, either use passengers who use wheelchairs or walkers or otherwise unable to get on the bus.
What's the most popular time for a bus?
The most popular time for a bus? Well, the commuting time is definitely our peak. And, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. and 4 till 5:30 p.m. One of the things we're finding just this summer now with the increased cost of fuel is that our riders are staying with us through the summer. Usually we would peak our commuter ridership in the wintertime when the roads are bad and icy, but now with the price of fuel, people are staying with the system through the summer, and so that's making us especially busy and keeping our ridership as we go into the summer when our commuter ridership is typically lower.
A lot of tourists drive take the bus?
Yeah, we do get a lot of tourists, and right now we're we're the busiest part of our season. We get a lot of people actually who work in the tour industry that ride the bus, and so the increase starts as early as April and May and continues on through September.
All right. You have three routes, is that what you said?
Yes, we have three routes.
But we're talking today about route number four.
Yes, we're talking about the Mendenhall Valley route, which runs from downtown to Auk Bay, and it goes through the Mendenhall Valley. That's basically one route, but it goes two directions around the loop road, so we call one Route 3 and the other Route 4. Route 3 goes from the Nugget Mall up the Mendenhall Loop Road towards the glacier and then around to Auk Bay. Route 4 goes from the Nugget Mall directly to Auk Bay and then around the Loop Road back to the Nugget Mall. So both of them do a loop in the valley starting and ending at the Nugget Mall.
And you're talking about some changes?
Yeah, what we're talking about doing here is taking one of those routes, one of those directions, and that's the Route 4 direction bus, which is coming from Auk Bay, going around the back loop road and onto the loop road. And at Stephen Ritzer's Drive, it would take a right turn and go off of the loop road and over to Riverside Drive. Down Riverside Drive provides service to the Thunder Mountain High School and the new pool out there. And then down to the Mendenhall Mall, where it would go back onto its regular route and onto the Nugget Mall. So it would miss a section of the Mendenhall Loop Road from Stephen Richards to the Mendenhall Mall.
And that's why you're making the changes?
The primary reason or the goal of the change is to move service closer to the the Thunder Mountain High School, yes.
And we should probably note that this isn't that Capital Transit is making these changes. What we're currently working on is evaluating the possibility of making those changes. So this is something that has the potential to affect riders going to and from this portion of the Mendenhall Valley, and it, you know, has the potential to affect transfers. And so we're holding a series of public meetings starting this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the downtown library, to sort of informal drop-in meetings where we want to present some information to the members of the public who come, and most importantly, we want to get their feedback about these changes. You know, this is not set in stone. We're not sure that we're going to be able to do it, but we want to get as much information and make as informed of decisions as we can.
So the first meeting is just in a few minutes at the downtown library. When are the other meetings?
The other meetings are at the Mendenhall Valley Public Library on Monday, July 2nd from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Thursday, July 5th from 2 to 3 p.m. and 5 to 7 p.m. So we're having three more meetings in the Mendenhall Valley.
And again, more than, you know, these aren't really so much meetings as chances for the public to come in and talk to us, look at the maps, ask questions, and then fill out a really short survey so that we can get more information and make an informed decision.
Is there information about the meetings online?
There is. On the Juno.org website, you can go to Capital Transit, and there are links that show maps and also discuss the upcoming fare increase.
Talk about that for a minute, if you could, please, John.
Oh, yes. We do have a fare increase that's going into effect August 1st, and notices are out right now. The way we'll implement that is that monthly passes, which go on sale for August on July 25th, will be increased in price from $36 to $40 for an adult monthly pass. And then beginning August 1st, when you board the bus paying the cash fare, it will go from $1.50 to $2. Also, the Capital Transit token is increasing in price from $24 for a roll of 20 to $30 for a roll of 20. With sales tax, it becomes $31.50 for a roll of 20 bus tokens.
What percentage of the actual budget of the bus Capital Transit system is made up by fares?
Well, we do really good with fares relative to other bus systems, but the percentage of our total cost covered by fares is about 17%. So it's still a smaller portion of our total cost of providing transit service.
And you want to talk about the meeting dates one more time, starting today with the one in just a few minutes?
Yeah. Again, that's going to be at the downtown library in the large conference room above the Marine Park Garage. And a little crazy down there. Lots of cruise ships today. Great day to ride the bus in. And again, it's going to be going from 4 to 6 today. And all of these meetings are really informal. We just want, you know, folks who are interested to come by, spend 5 or 10 minutes, fill out a survey, ask any questions they have. You don't have to be there on time, and there's not a quiz at the end.
And this information is available online?
Exactly, yes. And there's also a link to take the survey directly online, so you don't have to actually come to a meeting at all or fill out the paper form.
All right. Thank you for coming down the station. And my last question is for John. When you were growing up, did you think about being a bus driver?
A bus driver? No. Maybe a Boy Scout, and I've always thought that's part of why I enjoy bus service, because we do provide a very personal service to people.
All right, Ben Lyman and John Kern, thank you for coming down to the station
today.
Is there anything you'd like to add I might have forgotten to ask?
Well, I'd just like to add to what Ben said, that we are evaluating this change right now and encourage people to either get online and fill out the survey or come to one of the meetings and let us know how they feel about the change.
And a reminder, the Capital Transit will be closed on July 4th.
Yes, that's correct. We won't be providing service on July 4th.